CJ. These two are Nation and Freddie P. And we are YFT. And you're listening to The Nerd Perspective.
Good evening.
I was really trying. Damn it, Nation.
I guess they gotta kick me off the bat.
Oh my gosh.
I got a disconnect from this shit, man.
Anyway, welcome back to another week of our foolishness.
Didn't you miss us?
I'm your weekly dose of weird. How y'all been this week?
Man, I'm feeling really good. You know what I mean? I'm having a pretty swell week, you know. Praise the Lord, all praise be, you know.
Everything turned around for me on May 1st.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I got to say.
Hallelujah.
May feels better.
May feels dope as fuck already.
April showers.
Holy shit.
Bring May flowers.
Oh my God. I completely forgot about that saying.
It's a saying for a reason.
Damn.
Because there's a reason for the season. No, I'm just playing.
That's crazy. I don't like that. Because one of my favorite people was born in April. And Dang. Why did April have to be so shitty?
I mean, you got April Fool's Day.
We start off the month with lies. We start That's off the month
with a joke.
That's insane, actually.
Right. Start this month off with the boo.
Damn. Anyway, y'all been good. It's been an eventful week.
Man.
If y'all only knew. I guess we could get into our little seggy segment, whatever. Frederick. Wanna go on ahead.
Ooh. Go on ahead. She put my whole government out there. It's crazy.
Not the whole government. I really could have said your whole government. We're not doing that. Nobody likes their government.
My name is Walter Hartwell White. My name is.
And I am the one who knocks.
Thank you to our live studio audience here for 2 weeks in a row now. Man, y'all are great.
Y'all really pulled up again.
I don't know who let Bryan Cranston in here, though. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Y'all know y'all ain't getting paid, right?
No one left. Okay.
Okay.
Hey. That's mean they really fuck with us.
Yeah, the question was, what part of your fandom or fandoms that you grew up with have you applied to real life situations? And... you know, it could be fashion, it could be, you know, confidence, it could be, you know, anything. And it's not specifically like, oh, I watched Naruto and that's, you know, kind of what taught me to deal with bullying. It could be, you know, something like I related to this one off character and I kind of applied that to relationships that I have with people in real life. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? And it could be, you know, oh, I resonate with this main character. But, you know, just to look at, you know, how have you applied that to your real life? So, and of course, if y'all need time to think about it, I could give you an example.
Go for it. You go first. Okay. Your question.
Okay. So, like I probably are, everybody already knows, like my favorite fandom is Star Wars. And for me, in my personal life, I have always kind of had to deal with the choice of being petty or not, right? That's always been something that situations have presented themselves where I have the opportunity to, you know, kind of get back at people, right? And as I got older, you know, I wanted to kind of change how I did things from when I was a kid. And one aspect from, I guess you could say, from Star Wars and just kind of media that I consumed was playing the long game. Right. If you're familiar with the franchise, like obviously Nation, I know you are. Obviously the Sith, right, in Star Wars played the long game. Right. They took years, millennia. Right. Most of the people that started the whole thing didn't even live to see it come to fruition. right? But they came out with a plan to, by any means, we're going to see this get done and we're going to hit them where it hurts, right? You know, and for me, I kind of took that into my own thing and was like, you know, I don't want to get, if I do have the option to get people back when it comes to anything, I want to make sure that it's not sloppy, right? If I'm going to participate in something where it's like, okay, I'm gonna get my lick back, I'm gonna make sure you feel that, right? And at the same time, make sure like you don't ever try that again, right? So that's kind of something that I took. Is like I play big picture, right? I play long game. I'm not going to play the same game as somebody else. I'm not going to do the same thing you did. It might not be today, right? It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. It might not be next month. It might not be next year, right? And it might not even be how you think it's going to happen, right? Payback might look like me giving you a blessing and the fact that you got to live with that, that my name is attached to that. My face is attached to that, right? So one of the biggest aspects that I took was, you know, I played a long game, right? Even when it comes to things that are for me, right? I've learned to be patient, right? Work what you can and the things that you want will come to you, right? So that's kind of something that I took from that.
Where did that come from?
Hell yeah.
Damn. That's, you know, some powerful words are being said.
Hey, nah, yeah. For real. It was actually really fucking perfect. That's Amen. What made it funny. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I totally get that.
Most definitely.
Right time, right place to be petty, because you can get this look back whenever. But you want to be smart with it. Don't want to get you too quick now.
Everything is calculated.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Anyway,
how do you follow that?
I know, I don't even know.
Could be anything.
Okay, anything. I would say one thing anime has taught me, because that's my fandom of choice. One thing it has taught me is dealing with other people. Dealing with multiple types of people. People you may not actually really gel with, or people who you do really gel with, but like something's off or whatever. It kind of helped me navigate. Example, one of my top three animes is Tokyo Ghoul. Yes.
Ooh.
I know. Season 3 was bad. It got an awful anime adaptation. But it is still one of my favorites. Season 1, Season 2. Even the ending of season 3, even though, but the whole premise of season 3, if you've seen the anime. Biggest takeaway was Tokyo Ghoul is about two different types of beings living in a combined society. Ghouls, people who eat humans, and the humans, and kind of like Demon Slayer, the humans have a society to kill the ghouls. So, the main character becomes half human, half ghoul.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow.
And he lived most of his life as a human. So, having the perspective of being a human and his view on ghouls growing up. And now he is a ghoul.
Yep.
And has to participate in ghoul activities.
Yep.
I.e. eating humans. Yeah, but man. He gets to see how ghouls really are.
Mm-hmm.
The humans create this persona of them and this perception of them because, you know, they're fearful. They do ultimately kill them, but there is a group of ghouls who don't actually kill humans. They still manage to live and eat by not eating living humans. But as that main character is navigating both worlds, he's really seeing, like, there doesn't need to be a divide.
Right.
You're killing each other. Point blank, period. Not all ghouls kill, and not all humans kill. So, and I take that into multiple things. Black Lives Matter. You know, being biracial, being an American, being part of the LGBT community, like, it's all it. You can really input any major life crisis into that anime, and that major life divide. And it really is just like, why can't we all get along? We can all coexist. We don't have to hurt each other. We don't have to try to put each other down. I said it on my Instagram the other day. I really don't understand why people want to see others fail. Because for what?
That like, part.
What does your success have to do with my success? Point blank, period. So I, you know, there's enough space for everyone in whatever industry. Like, life is in some ways about evolution, in some ways about repetition.
Right.
And it's really just finding the balance and just letting each other coexist. If you don't like people, leave them the fuck alone. Like, why? I don't think people realize that the more you try to fuck with somebody, the more you're telling them that you give a fuck. You know, that's why some celebrities say, I love my haters, because you've given them the attention anyway. If you really didn't support a motherfucker, don't watch. Don't listen. Block if you have to. It's just that simple. So I guess it's a long roundabout way of saying that, social skills.
Hello, Bozo.
Shout out to Tokyo Ghoul.
Yes.
And Revengers.
We would like to ask our live studio audience to please refrain from name calling.
Yo.
Man, I don't know who said that.
For real.
Twice.
But for real, Mappa, please. I know you and your animators have a lot on your plate.
What do you mean by that?
That was an accident.
I know you got a lot on your plate. What do you mean by that? Out of what?
I know you guys got a lot going on over there in Mappa Studios. But if you could, at least in the next 3 to 5 years, consider readapting Tokyo Ghoul. It is a wonderful storyline, and I think your animators will do a magnificent job.
Please take a break first, though.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Right. Go spend time with your families. Please.
Eat a nice, healthy, hearty meal.
Right. Yeah. Actually go to bed. You know what? Go to like a soundproof room. Right, with like some rain, waterfall, background noises, whatever you need.
Scream in a closet.
And just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to have the best, I want all y'all to have the best sleep ever, because y'all have been working overtime.
Like dogs. But since we appreciate you.
The pandemic.
We appreciate you, though, for real, because y'all doing the damn thing.
Man.
Shout out Mappa.
You give us stuff to talk about.
Amen.
So, appreciation.
All right. What about you, Nation?
Mine's very ironic because it's going to be very simple. Like the main character of this show. I'm going with Dragon Ball Z as my fandom of choice. And I just really adapted early on watching that show that training matters. Repetition matters. Always striving to be the better version of yourself matters. And you'll be surprised at what that genuine effort can bring forth. And that's something I've carried with me since I've started what we call content creation now. All the way till now. I love looking back at my old videos, my first vlog, my first song, and just acknowledging the growth, no matter how small or how large it is, or even just like little things like being more comfortable speaking, like now I can think about that now. Like 16-year-old me, when I first started this YouTube channel, wouldn't be here talking as confidently, you know, or being able to flow as easily. Mm-hmm. Even me now is like, no, you can still do better. But I know I can get there by continuing the reps, by continuing the training.
Right.
So just like Goku, just train and eat,
man,
and try to save people too. I gotta add that in there.
Constantly gotta do your best. keep moving forward. Y'all remember that movie, Meet the Robinsons?
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit made me cry. That was a sad ass movie.
Bruh.
That was a real sad movie. That poor little boy. Speaking of being a little boy, well, okay.
What do you mean by that?
That was not on accident.
Excuse me?
No! No!
Nah, hell no. Woo.
That is not how I meant for that to
sound. Shout out Berlizzi, though.
Shout out Berlin.
Love that man.
Shout out Some Bros Gaming.
You know they're doing a live tournament with RDC World, RCD World. I'm sorry.
RCD?
RDC. I'm sorry. It's a long day, y'all. I come here after
we
work.
We ain't never getting to DreamCon now. Damn.
I'm sorry.
You done fucked up.
Mark, you and your niggas are funny. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I come here after my 9 to 5.
It was really nice meeting y'all. Well, I haven't met Mark yet.
But anyway, y'all know that they're doing a tournament at DreamCon. Some Bros versus RDC World.
I believe it. That's fire.
I forgot what game, though.
I'm about to say, yeah, what's the game?
Are they going
to
have AMP there?
AMP.
AMP.
Hey, shout out Agent. I mess with Agent.
Yeah, shout out Agent, man.
Agent and Low. I know Low not a part of AMP. He should be. But, you know.
Man.
I mess with both. Shout out Playback, by the way. That's that's their job. Man,
shout out Your Ragey.
Ugh.
I think he just got the green light to join AMP, so shout out to them.
Whoa. Yeah. I ain't know that.
I think they asked him Rage, on stream. Man, yeah, man. Shout out them boys, man.
Hey, shout out Dante, too. He just always vibing and chilling.
Hell yeah.
You got a streamer you like?
I don't really.
The Black Hokage.
Oh. Ooh. Shout out to Black Hokage.
Shout out TBH.
I don't watch their streams, but I love them as a person. I met them at Pasadena Comic Con a couple years back. Izzy Kento. Love them. They are great. Rene Goddess, of course.
Oh, for sure.
What? What?
Daggle. Daggle.
While we at it.
John be doing it.
Are we doing shout outs? We doing shout outs right now.
Yo, hey,
yo,
let's move on.
Get into it.
We giving people free publicity.
Shout out Irving.
Oh yeah, shout out Irving Lambert.
Shout out Sam.
Shout out our most important person, Elena.
Shout out Elena. TKK Radio. Shout out It's Our Podcast.
Oh, my headphones just went crazy with the audio.
Mr. Lonzo and Sandra. We got to
We got
to
move on.
On the Not Plan Podcast. Shout out to Connor. The pleasure of meeting all of y'all.
Goodness gracious.
Shout out Javon.
We going to put all of Virginia. Our money, all of our time into talking about other people.
Right.
Giving shout other out people publicity. Remedies.
There we go.
Not that we don't love these people.
Shout out Tech Nine.
Shout out MC Dopey. Shout out Nine Live Crew.
Chops. Beats shout by out, Chops.
Shout out my mother.
Shout out Long Beach Supply Co.
Shout out my mom.
For the drip.
Hey, shout out YFT. I'm getting out.
Okay.
On me. Shout out the hat dealers for the top though.
Yeah. So because we've alluded to this in the past couple of weeks, I kind of want to talk about
where is this going?
What we got?
I wanted to talk about how it is growing up in a very sheltered home.
Oh, brother.
And I want to start off by asking, like, what does sheltered mean to you guys? Because I feel like some people could have different definitions based on, like, geographical area and demographic in the home. Like, I was a single mom. Nation, I know you have a sister, you know. So I want to know what y'all's definition of sheltered was or is.
I guess I can only answer, I guess, by explaining my situation being sheltered. Because for me, it was pretty much no contact with anything on the outside that my parents want me to have contact with, which is pretty much nothing. Like, I remember as much as I love wrestling, people will be really surprised to know that I have been watching it my whole life. And I only started watching it in middle school. Mm. And that's thanks to my homies from middle school. Last one, shout out y'all too. Just got back from San Diego with them. So it connects to it.
Nice.
Yeah, that same group I was with in San Diego is the same one that introduced me to professional wrestling and that, you know, I've been friends with this whole time. But they, I remember they was like talking about Mysterio, and I'm thinking the only Mysterio I knew at that time was Spider-Man. They're going off like, oh, Mysterio is great and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
that's who I think of too.
And I'm at the table. I'm like, yo, Mysterio sucks. And the hush fell over the table. And he's like, are you kidding me? And then they started talking about moves and stuff. I'm like, y'all talk about Mysterio from Spider-Man, right? Like, he's a cool villain, but he ain't all that. He's like, nah, man, we talking about Rey Mysterio. I'm like, who is Rey? And he's like, we're going to call you on Friday.
That's crazy. Rey.
It was like a 6-way call. We was all watching Friday Night SmackDown.
6-way call.
Damn. Landline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golly.
But that was my introduction to wrestling because I remember I seen it when I was a kid, uh-huh. You know, back when we had them big TVs on the ground.
Right.
Yep. And the dial change. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I'm flipping through channels, and I remember, I'm pretty sure it was WCW, and I remember, rest in peace, Sky Hall. I remember seeing him, and I want to say Hulk Hogan, fuck you. And I remember seeing them both in the ring, I want to say. Oh, don't worry. He been canceled for years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I know nothing about
that's going to give us a boost.
We come in for you.
I got to get that out here. It's probably on here if I search for it. But so I remember it was 5 seconds exactly. And I'm like, yo, what's this? And I just remember seeing click and seeing the TV change. And it was my mom. And she was like, hey, like, don't watch that. And then walked away. She probably knew because if I kept watching it, then I would probably be in the where I am now. And that's one of the B1. And she would just have to deal with it sooner. But
body slam.
You would have been doing moves. Yeah. You would have been doing moves at the house. That's what it would have been.
But I couldn't even watch wrestling back in the day. I didn't really get into music that wasn't gospel until, like, honestly, high school, because it was through YouTube. And being able to look up artists that, you know, I've only heard about up until this point, and I have to listen to everything now in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, when everyone was liking, you know, the newer artists, I was like with Tupac and Biggie and you know, Mos Def and all of them from back in the day, because I'm gradually getting back into everything.
Right.
So it's like, I remember, as a lot of us probably can relate to, when MTV Jams used to be a thing, back when we should have been asleep, there was a certain video by the Ying Yang Twins that caught my fancy.
Uh-oh.
And I remember I always tried to, like, catch it every night, even though, like, I didn't know how rotations worked back then. So I didn't know that at the time, like, it's not going to come on every night. But I remember I was walking through middle school and I was going to the bathroom and I caught myself saying, shake that thing, girl.
That's crazy.
And when I tell you, I felt so disgusted at the time in middle school that I started to run to the bathroom and then wash my mouth out. In elementary school, I used to get bullied. It's cool now. No, I mean, not that, but I'm cool now.
It's cool now.
I was, I do not fuck with that. I had to, I was walking home after, like, going through something, and then, like, I remember I felt the urge just to say every cuss word that I can think of, which wasn't a lot, but I did, and I felt so bad that I ran to the bathroom in my home and actually tried to wash my tongue out with soap.
Oh, wow.
That's how in the bubble I was. Mm. So, like.
And you went to Valley?
Yeah. But, and that's the first Christian school I went to.
Okay.
Was in high school.
Yeah, I was going to say that was high school, though.
Okay.
So, it's like.
Probably would have been worse.
Were you in private schools before that? Or in charter schools?
Middle school, yes.
Okay.
I forget. Yeah, my middle school was a Christian school. But my elementary school wasn't. It was a public school.
Okay.
So that was like, and then college wasn't Christian either. But I guess middle school felt more like Christian. Because it's, you know, before I've heard middle school is doing a lot of shit nowadays.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's hormones have kicked in yet.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Middle schoolers are demons. My mom teaches middle school, and the story she be telling me, I'm like, every morning when I talk to her, I'm like, hang in there with those demons today. You got this. Little spawns of Satan. I said it.
Yikes.
I used to work for LUSD, and I specifically avoided middle school.
Middle schoolers are the worst. They really think they know everything. And you have to remember who you were in middle school.
I was not like that.
And that's the problem.
Got it here.
And yeah. I believe that if I can teach you that you shouldn't be like that.
Facts.
But yeah.
That's easy to do.
Your mommy and your dad. No,
that's easy to do in elementary.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, so it wasn't until the internet came that I was even able to break out of that sheltered kind of bubble, because it was my turn, because they didn't know what it was.
Right.
You know, I was the one that spent hours looking up stuff and, like, you know, learning what the internet was. So, but that was halfway through life. Right. So
yeah.
I already have like a kind of set view on certain things, or mm-hmm. like a certain approach. And I think the internet just kind of helped funnel what I wanted to know and then what I didn't want to know and what I knew to stay away from too.
Yeah, you know what's so fun? It's so interesting you said that, because I always say that the biggest part of adulting is unlearning. We've had this conversation. Is unlearning what you were taught growing up.
Yep.
Because a lot of what we're taught as children is not effective as an adult. Mm-hmm. I.e., respecting your elders. Not saying that you should disrespect anybody, but, you know, growing up, you wouldn't talk back to your elders or anybody older than you and stand up for yourself. But now as an adult.
Simply because they were older.
Yeah, just because they were older. And now as an adult, because that's ingrained in you, you're afraid to speak up to some, like, your employer and say, hey, I want a raise. Well, obviously, ask politely. Don't go in demanding shit.
Hey, Mup.
Don't go demanding shit, but.
All right, nigga.
Break me off a piece of that stimulus bonus, nigga.
But, you know, now you don't have the confidence to go to your employer and say, hey, you know, I would really like a raise. I think I provide this to the company, blah, 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 blah. But you're too afraid to stick up to yourself just simply because that person's older. So unlearning habits that no longer serve you as an adult.
And that's hard.
It's so hard.
Right.
It's so hard. It's like a lot of unlearning, you know, the whole old, it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks. Technically, we're old dogs. Dogs don't live to this age.
Not normally, for sure. Not in human years, no.
Not in human years.
No. Yeah, I think I would probably piggyback off of what you just said. I think the thing that was biggest for me was the lack of autonomy. Mm. And again, like, you know, piggybacking off what you just said, the ability to practice having your own voice, right? It's like knowing that you're allowed to say no to people, but that has to start at home, right? Knowing, you know, that people should ask, you know, if they can use your stuff, right? It's like there has to be some acknowledgement that even while, especially if you're a kid still growing up in your parents' home, there should be some acknowledgement that you're going to have to practice these skills because you're going to go to college and have to learn, know, right? Or you're going to be treated like you know that you're an adult.
That's a key word. You're going to be treated like you know.
Right. And so it's like, again, people make the joke, and they've been making the joke since we were in high school. It's like you go from having to raise your hand to ask to go to the bathroom to
just walking out that motherfucker.
Right. And even having classes where participation don't even mean nothing. Right. It's like.
Really? That's how y'all college work?
It's like.
That's how college work?
For some people.
And honestly, it never amounted to that much.
See, my school, because I went to a specialized school, whatever. The school I went to is a performing arts college. Literally 50% of our grade was just showing up.
Damn.
See?
Yeah, nah, they,
Because it's a performing arts school.
That makes sense.
Like, I'm going to make 50 to 75% just showing up to acting class. I don't have to do... I will get an A just showing up to my acting to the camera class. Because we would only work on two scenes a day. And there's about maybe 13 of us. 12, 13 of us. So, five out of 6 days, I ain't doing shit.
Right. Yeah, see? It's like stuff like this, right? Like having the ability to manage your day.
Yeah.
Right? Because like, again, as you grow up, it's like, yes, you understand like your parents have a schedule, but so do you, right? You have to start allowing for that. You're going to grow out of my system, right? The system that your parents set up is for you as a kid all the way up until you get to the age where you start having your own. You're going to phase out of what I've already set up because it was for the younger version of you, right? You're going to have things that you need in the home, right? For however long you're still there. Like, obviously, if you go to college, like a lot of people do, you start earning or, you know, having that autonomy, especially if you go away for school, right? So, again, like, my biggest thing in terms of, like, being sheltered was the lack of autonomy. Like, my parents would allow me to learn, you know, valuable life lessons. I was always talking to people older than me. I was always asking questions. I was always around people that were, you know, giving away information, whether they knew it or not. But it was the lack of the ability to go and actually explore my environment without somebody else's supervision all the time. Right. It's like I'm an only child. Right. And so my parents, right, got divorced when I was young. So the lack of, right, obviously them being together, it was like they would more so my dad than my mom, but both of them, it was like they would always want to know where I was at, what I was doing, you know, it's like, and I was always on their time. There was no separation of like, we're at the same event, like, okay, you know, go do your own thing, right? There was none of that, right? It was you stay in a certain radius of your parent and that was pretty much it. Other kids kind of had that freedom. And I was an obedient kid. So it was like, you weren't going to convince me to go do some bad shit because I know who I got to go home to. Right. So on top of being sheltered, I was obedient. Right. And I was like, I want to go hang out with my friends. And it was like, it looked like they was having fun. And it's like, I didn't have crazy friends, but I couldn't go over there because I know who my mom is. I know who my dad is. And it was like, I was an obedient kid. So it was like, I would restrict myself on occasion just because I respected the rules that they gave me.
Yeah, because so, you know, like, once you get in the car, you're going to hear a mouthful.
Right.
If so, you didn't do what they said.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about no peer pressure, not none of that, because I know who my parents are, and I love my parents. But there, I would say if I could do something again, it would be I would want to have specific levels of autonomy as I got older, just so I was more comfortable once I got into my adulthood with, like you said, you do have that inability to kind of separate. Yes, this person is older than me, but we work together. We're peers. You're not this, you know, family member. You're not an aunt or an uncle or some revered person in my life. Like, you just happen to be my boss or, you know, whoever.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's so interesting. I feel like I'm a mixture of the two of you because, like you, Nation, there were things I couldn't watch. I couldn't watch Cartoon Network. Now, I would say, like, it was one of the things, like, that's why I don't, like, that's literally why I don't know much. Because there was a lot of things I couldn't watch growing up. And I'm not saying that I was banned from watching the whole channel, but growing up, it was, the things I couldn't watch were Johnny Bravo, Ed, Edd n Eddy, Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, Cow Chicken.
These are understandable, though. Like, right, at this like, age, that's understandable.
But, like, a lot of the...
Cow Chicken for sure.
Yeah, that was wild.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. Like, a lot of that channel were those shows. Mm-hmm. And I was not about to go through the TV guide. I just wasn't. To see when Pokemon was coming on. And so I just like didn't watch the whole channel. Just to avoid getting a talking to, you know, and getting in trouble.
Right.
And Yeah, like, yeah, there was a lot I wasn't able to watch. Well, oddly enough, I would watch soap operas with my mom.
It's like, damn.
Yeah, I was able to watch soap operas and Real Housewives and all those. Oh, brother.
She's watching reality TV.
Yeah. But, you know, so I get that from U Nation. And then I was a public school kid my entire life. I don't know what y'all went through. And not only was I public school, I grew up in D.C. So they're majority black people in all my schools. Like, there was me everywhere. And I am grateful for that. I realize how privileged I am in that.
Must be nice.
But that being said, what I wasn't exposed to at home, I was exposed to at school. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that is where my dual personality and dual persona kicked in, was like at school. I'm not saying that I was a completely different person or I was changing clothes when I got to school. No, because my mother would somehow find out. There's a will, there's a way. My mother knew everything, even when I wasn't around.
That part.
That was my dad.
That was my dad and my mom.
You know what it was? One thing. I was older. This happened in high school. And this still freaks me out. My mom doesn't quite understand why this freaks me out so much. But the same thing also happened to my cousin. The only time I ever went to school by myself was senior year. And that was because my schedule was completely different. I had finished majority of my graduating credits. So some days I didn't have school until like 10 something. And then other days I would leave school at 12:15. And my mom is a teacher. My aunt is a teacher. My cousin is in school. My grandmother doesn't drive. So there was nobody to like pick me up or take me to school when I had those off schedules. There was one time I was taking the bus or whatever, and then weeks go by, and my mom or grandmother said, "Hey, yes, so-and-so called me and said that they saw you get off the M4 bus the other day." I was like, "Huh?" And she's like, "Yeah, they called and said that they saw you."
It's creepy.
Nobody came up to me and said, "Oh, aren't you so-and-so's granddaughter? Or aren't you so-and-so's daughter? Nobody said that shit to me. Niggas was just watching. That's and that was a thing. Part of, like, my sheltered experience.
Yep.
Not saying that my family was famous, but between my mom and aunt, they had taught about a good, I want to brag a little bit, 75% of the DMV music. They were public school teachers, and my mom taught privately. String instruments. Them, my aunt also. They both worked at a program that taught the schools in the city, in the DMV music, not school students. And so, which I grew up in, and so people knew my face. You know, people know my grandmother because she's in certain groups. And people know my aunts because they're deltas or they're in high places in whatever positions.
Damn.
And like, they know my family.
Right.
DC super freaking small. And so people would know who I am. Like, there was almost nowhere I went where people, like, didn't recognize my face.
Yep.
Damn.
You know, like, not to sound like I was some celebrity kid, but DC's really that small. And when you're in a community as niche as music, and they're the music community, the musician community in DC is super small. Bruh. And I went everywhere with my mother.
Uh-huh.
My mother picked me up, dropped me off at school, picked me up from school. You know, when she had a gig, she would take me. And like, as an infant too, as a kid, my mom would literally be on the bus with me, a baby, and her cello on her back. So I was her road dog. I went everywhere with her and I loved it.
Right.
But you know, that being said, again, like you, interact with a lot of adults. I know. I interacted with a lot of adults growing up.
Yep.
So, like, that kind of, in a way, gave me a more mature mindset because I would just sit and listen. I think we all come from the era of, like, when you're with adults, don't speak unless spoken to.
Yep. For sure.
So, I would just sit there and listen. I would sit and listen. And, like, listen to these adult conversations and pretend I wasn't there. And it was the best thing because I wasn't talking and I didn't make them feel like a child was in their presence.
Facts.
They would just talk.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, that's hella real, because when you, like, you saying that was my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad is he's into music. He's been a choir director, like, since before I was born, and he's been in musical groups. So I was at choir rehearsals for my entire childhood. And he was one of those very meticulous choir directors. Like, we're not going home until everybody gets their parts right.
Yeah.
And I can hear every single one of you individually. Like, that's him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I would be sitting in those rehearsals and I would, like, I don't claim to be a singer. I've never done that. But I do have an ear for music simply from listening to how he breaks down actual singers, right? And what he requires of the people around him, right? So, yeah, hand in hand with that, like, when you have people that know your parents,
yeah,
and that actively report back to them, it changes how you interact with people in public, because it's like,
you don't know who's watching.
You can wild out,
but
you can wild out, right? But I can't engage in that because people are going to run back and I'm going to go home like, nah, 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 nah. And it's like, so guess what I got a call from today? You're like,
yep.
Huh? It's like, yeah, so you was out there. Nah, 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 nah. It's like,
I be dead.
Damn, come on, man. Everybody else get to go out and be stupid.
Right.
And no, I got to double think everything.
That.
Because it's like, I don't know if this did this for you, but it's like, your mom, the niche was like being in music, right?
Yeah.
It's like.
And then music teacher.
Right. And my niche was like my dad was a choir director, and we're Seventh-day Adventists, right? So that's a very niche community of people. In that, like, people know him, right? I don't know if this did this for you, but it changed how I interacted, like, when it came to, like, dating or, like, potentially dating. Because it's like, if I know that there are people I can't see watching me, right, and that's been documented, it's like, I can't just be out interacting however I want to with girls.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's going to get back to my parents as well. So it would cause me to date.
I wasn't allowed to date at all.
Like,
my first boyfriend, and that was, like, what, 2 months? A month, 2 months. Wow.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
You weren't dating?
No.
No, everybody on my Instagram always asked me about her. It was like, tell CJ she did it, like, she fine. I'm like, why don't y'all go tell her that? Man, get off my phone. Her ads are in both of their ads are in my stories. I don't want to hear that. Like, ah, damn.
Damn. But wow.
Yeah, that
I'm
was.
Flattered.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you ever had to deal with that with. I think all of us have a semi-religious background, but yeah,
I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, I looked at dating differently. Like, when I started hitting, like, puberty in those ages where it was, like, relevant, it was like I couldn't just do whatever in public, because it would be like I would have girls that in the community, like, they would like me, but it was like, I can't take you home material. Like,
yes. And because I didn't date, so, like, obviously, there were guys who liked me growing up, but all of them were my mom's students.
Ooh, I see.
And, like, I was also my mom's student because my mom taught me as well. Like, through the program, like, the little, I don't want to call it a music school, but the music program, it's all ages, and they have different levels for various expertise and just levels and advancements of whatever instrument.
Right.
And you know, two of the classes, in, like, the middle pack of, like, intermediate, I guess you could say, my mom was the teacher for that.
Right.
So once you got to that level, that was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the whole program. And then there were other people who went through the whole program. And they knew my mom. Because she was the cello teacher and the orchestra teacher for those grade levels, quote unquote. And, you know, it was just those guys would be also my peers, but it was also my mom's students.
Right.
So it was just like, yeah, this is weird. You know, like, even in a dating life, because I didn't have one, because I couldn't. It was like, you know too much.
No, for real.
It's, you like you intimately know my mom. Like I don't want to say intimately, like they know her first name and all that, but you know my mom outside of being my mother.
Right.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, you have a personal relationship.
Yeah, like, and even like when I tell y'all, I don't want to say it like because I love my mother. I don't want to say it like I was held captive, but I couldn't escape because I decided I want to quit the program once I started high school. And lo and behold, one of her longtime compatriots, I guess, or peers in the music world, started as one of the band teachers at my school. My first day of high school, we walked through the doors of orientation, and that teacher was there. He also ironically taught my cousin at the music school she went to high school at. He knew my entire family.
Dang.
Even at school, so like at high school, there was no place to escape. There was no place to like not be on 100% of the time. I had to be on. And that's kind of part of the reason I came to California. I'm like, okay, I can like recreate myself. I can really hone into who I am as a person outside of my mother's child.
Right. That.
Met a producer. Me and my friends met a producer at a Caribbean spot on Hollywood. It's not there anymore because it sucked. And I say that as a Caribbean woman, it sucked. Met him there, met him and his peers, and like, oh, you guys should come to my studio because we were musical theater majors. I end up telling my mom part of the story and everything and telling her the guy's name. She's like, wait, what's his name? And I told her again, worked with my mom. All the way out here in Los Angeles.
That's crazy.
Worked with my mom.
Man.
Yeah. Nah, you said something in there. It was like always having to be on.
Yeah, it's you like, have. Because, again, you're being watched. People you're being watched.
Do not understand what type of pressure that is. Like, especially if you're an only child who is who has a parent that's, like, emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
But not always available.
Mm.
Right? It's like it's difficult when you have a parent that like talks to you about real life, right? But again, having that, I'm always on. Like I don't not having again. This is the whole point of like my thing with autonomy, right? It's like having the ability to be like, you can be you, not being attached to me, right? Like you are Nation, not my son right now, right? You are CJ, not my daughter right now. Right. Like there has to be some level of acknowledgement, right, from parent to child, like especially as you're getting older. Because yeah. Like, of course, we can go back and say, like, of course, in the moment, a lot of that sheltered shit seemed very unnecessary. Right. Especially knowing that moment. Knowing how we turned out. Like I was always a good kid. Like there was never a point where I was like, I needed to get rehabilitated or nothing like that.
I had a couple moments.
But it was like, yeah, like, you know, you look back and it's like, damn, like, you know, a couple of them parties you could have let me go to, or, you know, a couple of the, you know, whatevers I could have did, mom. Like, damn, like, but then you look at hindsight and it's like, I like who I am, but like, damn, like, ah.
That was actually my next question. You want to say something? He's like, nah. That was actually my next question. Like, how did that affect y'all's social life?
What social life?
Don't have one.
You mean they didn't have one.
For real. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like,
outside of school, what?
Outside of school, there is none. Right? Like, don't get us wrong. Like, we are very sociable now.
How?
Right? But that's from, again, you pick up conversation habits from the adults. Right? And it's just like you get the opportunity to try them and it's like you kind of outgrow your peers at an accelerated rate.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say, because you pick up your conversation habits from adults and then you go to school to talk with your actual peers and they don't understand what you're talking about because you're speaking in the mind of a 30-year-old and you are 12.
Yep. They ain't got shit to talk about.
What I will say was crazy about, I guess, middle school, what I guess made it easier is that all my friends were sheltered. Oh. Like, my whole group was. So, like, we were just in the same. But even in, like, we weren't together how we are now. It was, like, three here, two here.
Right.
These four know each other, gosh. But us three know each other over here. We just met over here. But now we're, like, six that know each other.
Fucking wish. All of my friends hung out without me.
But high school, it sucked.
All of my friends hung out without me. They had no choice. Like, because there were certain friends. But it was one of those things because, again, after school and work, my mom would privately teach at our apartment or at her kid's place, whatever kid it was, this place. I get off school at 3:15. She'll have to teach at 4 o'clock, and she will be nonstop until about 8, 9 p.m. So if I'm out with my friends, I would have to be out until 9 p.m., and she's not doing that. There was no one to pick me up.
Right.
And even then, it was like, you couldn't hang out with anybody whose parent I haven't met.
Yep. That
and part. And it's like only that person. If I haven't met all of their parents, you're not going.
Right.
And the parent has to be present. And most of the time, they weren't. So, again, I wasn't able to hang out with friends until senior year because I got out of school at 12:15.
Right.
And my mom was still in school, and she trusted me at that point to go home. She knew my friends at this point. Like, they would come over.
Right.
But
dog.
It was, like, no type. Like, the one thing I was able to do every year with friends outside of school was KatsuCon, an anime convention. That dog. Was the one thing where I would be out of her sight for about 3 days, but there was a parent present.
Dog. I don't think people get it, man. That
they don't. Like, I couldn't do anything because I don't think people understand when you're, like, D.C. is spread out. You can be anywhere and go to my school. There are people who lived in Virginia and were going to my high school. There are people who lived in Maryland going to my high school. And so not everybody lives in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the rare occasion that your parents would meet without actually having to, like, set up a meeting, it doesn't exist. That, like, scenario doesn't exist.
Right.
Like, it would have to be very specific things. Like, one time, me and my friends were working on a group project, and all of our moms took us to Whole Foods to work on the project. And that's how the parents met.
Right. It's like, it's supposed to be about the kids.
Right.
See, this is what I was talking about when we were doing that podcast with Connor. And I was like, when does, like, what people perceive as childhood, when does that end?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not talking about, like, fuck you being a kid. Like, I'm going to treat you like an adult. I mean, like, when does it stop, like, you babying them? Right? And not in a mean way, like, you know, mama bird dropping baby out the nest type. I mean, like, showing them, okay, like, when you go try shit, you might get hit in the you might get hit in the mouth, right? And dealing with that in that moment, like, okay, my kid just got hit. It's like teaching them how to deal with that. Okay, you angry right now, right? It's like, okay, so this is how you deal with that. When does that start, right? So, and that's part of that, because not having the ability to be in those situations where you have to rely on the shit that your parents taught you, right? That they trust you to do when you're not with them, yet they never let you go anywhere without them.
Yeah.
Right? It's like that's the part that I'm so big about, right? When it comes to autonomy with your kids. It's like, again, the hindsight is we know how we turned out. The thing I point out is that I knew I was like this in those moments.
And
I would not
this way right. because of that. But I go through the same thing when I think of the future, too, because it's like I kind of want, like, my kid to be like me, but I don't want to raise her the same way.
Yeah.
I don't want to go about that route of being sheltered to get to this. There got to be another way.
Right. There has to be a direct way to where, like, you actively participating in it, not like you get into it after the fact and got to figure it out.
And you know what, though? Like, it's shit like that makes us turn to our nerdisms and our fandoms because, like, we got nothing else to do. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know about y'all, my mother didn't understand anime, so it was the best way to continue to do something without her knowing what it was. If she only knew half the things I was watching in anime that were worse than anything on Cartoon Network.
That's a good point.
Nah, for real. Anime back then?
Yeah.
You know, I was watching Soul Eater, and I mentioned that to her. She's like, do I need to be concerned? I'm like, no, you're good. But I was already like a little goth kid anyway, so it was canon.
Yeah, luckily Dragon Ball Z didn't sound that bad.
Nope. Yeah. No, yeah.
Dragons?
Okay.
Yeah.
They're drawing hands.
Right. Straight fisticuffs.
Nah, for real.
I was watching everything. They were like, oh, were you a Disney kid? Were you a Nick kid? I was an everything kid.
Damn.
I watched Cartoon Network.
I wanted what was best.
Right. Okay. This like adult or Cartoon Network, your run sucks during this time. Like this block normally, this show, they got good shows over here. Boomerang, Disney
Damn,
XD.
Boomerang?
Even though I was gonna say Disney fell off first.
Oh, for sure.
It was sad.
Like once XD hit and it went to like whatever came after that, that point is when like it fell off for like I think our generation.
Yeah.
It's like XD was cool for a little bit. Like you had like Yin Yang Yo, you had like Get Ed, you would have had like Code Lyoko type stuff.
Code Lyoko is the only one I was watching.
I tried to rewatch that and I couldn't. I tried to rewatch it as an adult and I couldn't get back into it again.
I'll just download the theme song.
I was like, what the?
I'll just download the theme song. That's all I need.
Yeah, dog.
See, I don't even know what y'all talking about. That's crazy. Code
Lyoko.
No, if you're watching anything from that time period, is that it's Oban Star Racers that me and Eli was talking about. That show deserves a longer run, but that show was fire.
What is that, Disney XD you said?
I think so. It came on during that when it came on during that block.
Oh yeah, see,
yeah,
I
it
didn't...
was fire.
Yeah.
Fire. It was the story more so than anything, but the action was fire too.
Again, growing up with adults, I'm subjected to adult TV.
Oh, yeah. We was watching MASH,
so
General Hospital.
I was going to say, I got to a point, my dad put me and my sister on punishment by making us watch TV Land for a year. Which has its
TV
ups.
Land.
It has its highs.
Oh, it does, for sure.
And it has its lows.
Three's Company will always Three's be fire. My fire. Shit. Love that show. Oh, my gosh.
But then MASH comes on.
I can't stand MASH. My great aunt.
And you
loved,
can't turn the channel.
No. My great aunt loved MASH. I'm like, Auntie, how do you watch this?
You
just,
no.
No. Like I'll watch the A Team.
A Team Fire?
Fire. I'll watch A Team. I'll watch
Golden
What was
Girls.
That? Golden Girls. I like you get a little more recent, it would be like The Nanny.
Oh my gosh.
Fran Drescher been fine. Stop playing with me. Fran Drescher, she's been a fashion icon.
Been that. What? Oh, my
gosh.
Stop
playing with it.
I was literally started rewatching The Nanny the beginning of this year because it's on HBO Max, and it made me so happy.
That's on my watch list.
I love The Nanny. Freaking, oh, my gosh. Frasier.
Oh,
fucking loved Frasier.
Stop playing with me, dog. I just rewatched that like was it last year or 2 years ago?
No, wait,
like,
where are you watching
it? I rewatched the whole. It was on. It was on Netflix.
It was
because I used to watch that shit with my mom.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
It was like I never understood why I had an attraction for Seattle and Miami. Right, like that was those were two places like as a kid I always
Hot
like liked. And it was like. I rewatched Frasier, and I was like, that show took place in Seattle.
Yeah.
Right? But I never remembered that. But I loved watching that show as a kid for no fucking reason.
It was
like,
just so
they great. Weren't talking about shit.
Yeah.
But it was a good-ass show. Like,
yeah.
Kelsey Grammer, fucking hilarious.
You know, controversial opinion.
Oh, shit.
Controversial opinion. Don't come for me. Or you can come for me. I don't care. I think Seinfeld is better than Friends.
That's not controversial at all. I don't think.
But the
That's
Friends,
a hot take.
No, yeah, it's a hot take because it's
is
a,
it?
It's controversial and a hot take because people fucking love Friends.
You said Seinfeld.
I think Seinfeld is better.
The show about nothing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I would say that simply
the fact that it was able to have a think of what Friends would be if it wasn't for the Rachel and Ross back and forth, it would be Seinfeld.
They got to be about one person.
I was gonna
That's
say
Jerry.
I was going to say, the fact that the show is a entire rip of Living Single in and of itself, like that's the reason the show
oh,
was
wait,
created.
Oh, wait, Friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Friends
yes.
was created
yes.
as a rip off of Living Single.
Yes.
your statement actually make that, that yes, that makes sense. Yes.
And I thought you were talking about Seinfeld for a minute. I'm like, that
don't No,
exactly.
I just thought about the shit we were talking about. Shows like that, The Nanny and like Frasier.
The
like,
Love Boat.
I got a lot of my sarcasm and humor from the butler, from The Nanny, like being able to have like witty remarks like that aren't necessarily hella disrespectful, but they like sting like yeah. real quick. And Kelsey Grammer, like his ability to like his job for one, like is basically what we're doing right now. And just like the oh, life yeah. that he lived. Right. Yeah. But he was also a smart ass, too. It's like I got a lot of that from watching stuff like you that. I thought they were hilarious. Ass. Yes, I am. I'm very smart ass. And I cannot hide how I feel about shit off my face. My face is very vocal.
Yeah.
Okay, I know we're at an hour.
Are we?
Yes.
Damn.
We're at an hour.
Anyway. But, yeah, man. We've been going for a long ass time.
Shelter babies. It's like
oh.
shelter babies. Not foster babies. We're shelter babies.
We stay in the house. We didn't have...
In the house.
Oh, my gosh. When when people are on social media were like, oh, what happened to Case being outside? Outside where?
Right.
I stayed inside.
Y'all was dying during the pandemic. Like, I want to go back outside. I can't be in the house with myself. It's like, this is light work. This is a weekend for us.
What? My entire life, I loved the pandemic.
Right.
I'm
what?
Sorry.
And I was an essential worker. You, I miss pandemic traffic.
High key.
Every highway was open. Wasn't no traffic nowhere.
See, it was only scary for 5 minutes, and I was like, good.
I loved it. Didn't have no traffic. Nobody good. Was on the street.
It was
ever.
Fantastic. I stayed home.
Hell yeah. Because what was we doing? Watching shows, eating snacks.
I watched Avatar for the first time during the pandemic.
That was when I was heavy in Warzone.
Drinking wine. Shoot, everybody was on Clubhouse for like 3 months. Being horny.
I was still not. Nope. Never.
Not me, but y'all was on there being horny.
Really?
Nah, y'all was being weird.
They had moan rooms.
Y'all was being weird.
They was being weird on Clubhouse.
You can't keep getting away with this.
They
was being weird.
Wilding on Clubhouse.
That's craziness.
No. Clubhouse let me know that, like, people ask me why I don't do online dating. It's for a very specific reason. It's because I look younger than I actually am. And online dating is not beneficial for people who look like younger than they are to a degree. It's like not when you're a dude. It's like I'm not looking for younger women than me. Like same age and up, right? Yeah. Like I'm only going like my thing is like 3 years. But for that's me, reasonable. Clubhouse let me know like I still look hella young to people that are younger than me. Like, because yeah. I don't know how to look older in pictures.
You got to have a smolder.
Exactly. It's like, I don't look like a 27-year-old. Like, there are 21-year-olds that look older than me.
I was just talking to somebody. We were going back and forth with, like, old pictures of ourselves. And I looked at the year. I was like, how old was I? And I was like, I was 17. I'm like, I look like a whole-ass child. And there are 17-year-olds now that look older than me.
Yep.
Currently. And I looked like an actual child back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
crazy.
Lucky with hair.
Yeah,
the
your
beard
helps. The beard helps.
The locks help.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then being tall helps.
Yeah.
It's like, again, that video you posted from 10 years ago, nigga, I still look like that.
You do.
That was 10 years ago, nigga. I was 18.
No, you don't.
But I still look the same, too. I still look the same, too.
I know this only because, like, I study faces, like, when I want to cast for people. Like, I could say the same thing about my face, like, not really changing that much. But there's definite, like, definite features that has kind of matured out in that time.
You know what, though?
Hmm.
You know what, though? It's not fair for us to talk about ourselves because in reality, we will never know what we look like.
Oh, to other people?
No.
Yeah. No, to ourselves.
When you look at, the only way you'll ever see yourself is either in a picture, video, or a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of you looking at yourself is your mind putting together what you think you look like. That's why body dysmorphia is a whole thing because if you feel fat, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and think that you're big. You're going to think like, oh, my cheeks rounder, and you can look the exact same as you were a week ago. Like, other people are the only people that will ever know what we look like.
That's what I noticed with keto for myself. Like, I would weigh less, but I looked bigger in the mirror, and I was like, well, that's fucking stupid.
So it's your mind. It's all a mind game.
That's fucked.
It's all a mind game.
Fuck your brain. No, I'm just kidding. Hey. I need that.
If your brain is making you depressed, then yeah, fuck your brain.
Amen. Nah, I was about to say
that's
something.
Annoying.
Yeah, isn't that wild? I always think that's such a fun fact.
That's why I tell it, be proactive, get you a hobby, some form of exercise, and something to hold you accountable. It's like, life sucks, we know that. But it ain't nothing to be proactive about making yourself happy. It's
boy,
okay.
Does it suck. I didn't ask to be here.
Oh, that's part of being a kid too. That part of being a kid too. I ain't asked to come here.
I got all this responsibility.
I wasn't swimming around like, hey.
And then you make it hard.
I wasn't in there like, hey man, you need to go over here and put me in that. You need to go over there and put me in that. I didn't do that. You did that.
I did not ask for the hardships of life or life itself.
I'm here because two people thought it was a good idea in 95 to go ahead and get that gig right. And now here we are.
And now I'm paying rent.
Right. Here we go. Well, not, I ain't doing that.
I'm expected to drive out here.
Right.
Right.
It's like that part. Like,
in this economy, global warming, our planet is dying.
Right, we out here at war, going to war. They over here shooting down balloons.
Like I said, God, just give me like, I know I said 5 years. Give me 7 years, all right?
Like, man,
give me
bro,
seven.
A good run, making some good money, helping some good people, plan for the family, and then you can take us up out of here, dog.
Yeah. Nah.
Something I could leave behind for some people, I'm good.
Nah.
Deuces.
No, I always say that the only reason I think I want kids is because I want to leave behind better humans on the planet.
Facts.
That is the only reason, if anything.
People think it's like you can't affect stuff. I'm like, you know how many people we know individually that are affected by how nice we are or how kind we've been? It's like, so imagine if you had like two kids.
Which isn't hard to be.
Right. And they make friends. And so you friends with their families. And you friends with their family's friends. And then they have kids. And then all their families is connected. It's like, it literally only takes like you having kids one time and then making a decent amount of friends from elementary to high school. That's not including college and every other relationship you would make as an adult in business, depending on what they did for work.
Yeah. Ooh, and that's another one, adult friendships. We can get into another time.
Oh, man, we for sure can do that one on the next one.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, y'all, it's been your girl, CJ. Are y'all not going to say y'all names? Okay, it's Freddie P and Nation.
Oh, you thought you was doing outros today.
And we are YFT. You can find us on all of our socials. You know, YFT official.
YFT
find
official.
Us. YFT Happen. Official.
Search us out. Seek us.
Find us. Share us.
Mm-hmm.
Tag us.
Be careful in the grass.
Comment.
Sharp in there.
Your childhood was like, what's your favorite fandom and what has it impacted in your life?
Shout out YFT, man. Hey, we out of here. Shout out my boy Mingo, dog. We gonna see y'all in the next one, man.
Gang, gang.